I need to explain also that this course is not academic but apostolic, and there is a difference. A lot of courses are designed academically, and there's nothing wrong with that. It is very, very good, and we extol the virtues of that. In fact, good academic practice is not contrary to apostolic teaching. And apostolic teaching goes hand in hand with proper academic learning. We believe in higher learning, and many of the key figures in the Bible were highly, highly educated men. Moses and Daniel are prime Old Testament examples. Paul, outstanding New Testament example. There are many others. Daniel, for example, and the three Hebrew associates of his that were thrown in the fiery furnace, all were trained in the literature, the highest education available in Babylon, the literature and all the learning, all the wisdom of the Chaldeans. And not only were they trained in it, they excelled in it above the others. And so it's a very important place. We encourage all of our young people to seek the best education they possibly can, to excel in study. There's a hugely, hugely important place in Christianity for understanding the original languages, understanding the documents and all the history of the church, all the background, and proper research and comparing scripture to scripture. It needs to be exhaustive. It needs to be extensive. We need all the scholarship and the study and the research that we can obtain for ourselves. But as important as all that is, and as much as we need more of it, alone it does not suffice. That is, it cannot stand alone either to lead or to instruct the church. It is never sufficient, even though highly valuable. There is another component altogether that must be added in for the sake of the church, or the church can't effectively be the church. That's what the Bible calls the apostles' doctrine, or the apostles' teaching in a more modern translation. Now, of course, it began with the original apostles and is laid down in Holy Scripture. But academic learning alone does not bring out the meaning of Scripture. We need something else. And what we need is the input of the Holy Spirit. Scripture says very plainly that every Christian has an anointing, and that the purpose of this anointing is to teach you. We need light that comes from divine input. It can't just be our own ability, our own learning, or what other people tell us. There is a daily place for walking with God for every one of us. There's a daily place for sitting with the scriptures and prayer. And in that process, we understand things we never understood before. We see things. This is a normal Christian process. And it's meant to be going on in us all. At the same time, God raises leaders in the body of Christ who are then greatly gifted by the Holy Spirit to open up the scriptures. And that this is not something that's empowered by academic learning alone, but by the grace of God. And I have to say to you that this course is based on that kind of thing. From when I was first converted, the Lord personally began to teach me. In fact, it was my prayer every night, without knowing it was an important prayer. Every night I was praying, Lord, give me understanding and open my mind to understand, open my eyes to see, give me wisdom, teach me the scriptures. And it's amazing what happened as a result of that daily prayer. That gift for understanding the scriptures just grew and grew. And it was something that was on the inside of me. There was something on the inside that could tell when something was right and something was wrong. And it was very helpful, of course. I discovered then, once I was baptized in the Holy Spirit some years later, the Holy Spirit personally took me in hand and taught me many important things, like how to pray so as to get my prayers answered. He taught me how to believe God, how to walk in authority. And this was Him personally teaching me. And at times, of course, you'd come across things in books that, you'd see it, but then the Holy Spirit would open it up. That's a very important work that must go on in all of us. But when it came to understanding the apostolic or the apostolic message, I was a person who had none of this. I did not believe in apostles, didn't know they existed, as most of us didn't. But in the year 1989, the Lord began to direct me to this and open it up, and I can only describe it as a sovereign work of God, and that is by revelation, piece by piece by piece. He gave me information that I never got from books and that I learned from no man, and I ended up with a huge body of knowledge that I lectured all over the world. I traveled for many years, more than 25 years now, traveling, teaching these things. I mean, I've written 4 textbooks out of all of this, and the reason for that was that, let me be honest, I had many experiences of Christ along the way, but there was a day in 1997 when Christ appeared and commissioned me to take this message to the nations. And it was from that time, I'd been going out preaching it anyway previously, but it was from that time when I went out, it just exploded all the more. And it got so large, it had to be written in books. It was too large now to lecture anywhere. But nevertheless, I had lectured it all over the world and with many different groups of pastors. So it was tested and proven in experience. And yet all this knowledge or this understanding of apostolic grace and of the Reformation that's coming to the church and what apostolic life really means, this was given to me piece by piece by the Holy Spirit. He would say things to me while I was asleep or just while I was reading the scriptures or just while I was staring into space. And in every case, I would have to go and search the scriptures because I have always lived as the kind of person that if it wasn't in the Bible, it wasn't true. It's the way I was wired from the very beginning and have always taught from a basis of what does the scripture say and then you explain it. And with all of these things that I was getting glimpses of or hearing the Lord say, I would go and search it out in scripture and find that the little thing he told me opened up to be a really big thing. And it was actually a wonderful way of understanding the Word of God. And so it enlarges the scripture, it clarifies the scripture, but it is totally Bible from beginning to end. And so what you're going to get in this course is the unfolding of apostolic teaching, the apostles' doctrine, which has been inspired in me directly by the Holy Spirit, but totally and thoroughly confirmed in scripture. And you'll find in the reading of my books, there's not a statement made, there's not an assertion anywhere that isn't then related to scripture and all of it cross-referenced. Let me introduce the books. This is the first book I wrote called The Apostolic Revelation. I wrote the book in the year 2002, but it was the result of 13 years of this unfolding information from the Lord and then going out and teaching it, preaching it in public, teaching it all over the world, all through Asia, parts of Europe, parts of Africa, into America too, as well as around Australia, and finding a wonderful level of acceptance of both of the grace I'd been given and the information that I was sharing all over the world. So that was the first book, the result of 13 years of searching the mind of the Spirit. And a lot in this course comes from this book. We won't be going slavishly through the book, but there will be many things in the book that I will draw to your attention, and you will need the book, and it's very good if you have already read the book, but if not, we'll get you through it. The second book I wrote, while I was writing this book, the Lord said, this is the first level of revelation, after this will come a second and then a third. And I went for 18 months, having written the book and continuing to preach it, and thinking to myself, where's this second level of revelation? But it was 18 months before I realized that one very important idea in this book had grown and grown and grown in that 18 months. And it was the importance of personal relationships in leadership, what we call father-son relationship in the ministry. how that works as far as God being a Father, Son, God is concerned, how it's meant to work in us. And eventually, well, what really grew was a message we called The Spirit of Sonship, and eventually that's what I called this book when I wrote it. That's the second book in this series of four, and this also is a book absolutely crucial to this course, but most of its component parts will come up later in the course and in second and third modules of this online course. The third book I wrote goes hand in hand with The Spirit of Sonship, and it's called Building an Apostolic People. And it is tremendous light on just how any given local church can be a people of one heart and one mind. Depending on, it's drawn from the same grace that operates in the Spirit of Sonship. The same grace which at its core is actually apostolic grace. And then more recently, I wrote this fourth book called The City Gate. And this is an examination, an initial examination of the whole concept of city eldership. But we'll explain the importance of that later. But this book is obtaining a great deal of interest and response from people.